like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mary Urena.
And this is It's Movie Time. And Mary, I know we are done with the Oscars. Coming by recently is a film called The Salesman that won the Best Foreign Picture from the Oscars. Is it worth it?
I definitely think it is, and I would not have seen this film had it not been for the Oscars.
Yes.
And the notoriety that this received, not only for receiving the award, but the actions of the director to boycott the Academy Awards ceremony.
Asghar Farhadi was the director of another Oscar winner,
yes.
A Separation.
Yes.
And just a very fine drama. More of the same?
My expectations, having read about A Separation and what this film, The Salesman, delivered, was met. He is known for emphasizing that intimacy within families when events disrupt their lives and cause real challenges to their perceived values and held positions within the family. So even though the premise for the film is actually promoted as a drama thriller, the main storyline has an incident that is violent, although not shown implied
right.
violence.
And while I like to see that this is reflective of the Iranian domestic problem, no matter what the country, in some marriages, there is a bit of a disconnect that begins to really hurt that marriage.
Right. It almost starts an unraveling, if you will, of how they viewed themselves as a couple. In this case, it's Imad's the husband and Rana is the wife, and they are happy actors in, ironically, a production of Arthur Miller's A Death of the Salesman.
Sure, let's clear that, too. It's a reference to Death of a Salesman,
yes,
which they are doing.
They are.
And not because he's a salesman, because he's a teacher.
He is.
And they are part-time thespians.
Yes.
Relevances to Willie Loman and Linda to Death of a Salesman. So it's a pretty cool conjunction.
It is. And he was looking for a play that could really be that parallel journey, if you will, between what's happening in their lives and what's happening on stage. And but in its own way, it's really another family drama,
yes.
Very intimate, yes. About incidences that start to happen, yeah. That unravel who they believe they are.
But the incident, which is an assault, this is where the Iranian part of this comes in, the honor.
The issue of honor and revenge.
Yes.
And how he chooses to pursue it.
And because of the publicity from this, sometimes so ambiguous, why doesn't she want the police involved? Tell us.
Well, and the other ambiguity is there's no actual showing of the assault. She might be viewed as culpable
right.
for letting him in.
Of course, I love the way he directs this. It's such a tight environment.
It's in an apartment.
Yes, yes.
And a very crowded apartment,
yes.
Because they have just moved. And another reference, you know, a subtle reference, if you will, to the state of things in Tehran and Iran, is they are forced to move out of their lovely, spacious apartment because
it's crumbling.
It's crumbling in one night. You know, windows are cracking, walls are cracking.
Yeah, that's the only obvious metaphor in this
yes.
whole thing. But it's a good one.
One of the things that's actually left ambiguous between the husband and the wife, she doesn't want to say the extent of the assault. And going back to your original question, I think that's part of the culture, is how would she be viewed? Not only the culpability of
yes,
having opened
yes.
the door, but she's now been violated,
tainted,
potentially
yes.
tainted as a
yes,
woman.
Yes.
And does that impact her relationship with her husband? Does it impact her relationship with her neighbors, her fellow actors?
Anyway, Mary Urena, this is the Oscar winner for Best Foreign Picture. It's called The Salesman. You have to apply a grade here.
A. It really tells and weaves a wonderful story and then has this great subtext of the intimacy of the relationship.
I, of course, also would apply an A. Kudos to the Academy. It's The Salesman.
Highly recommend it.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
The award-winning It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.